Thank you for being with us today. As always, it's good to be in church, especially on Mother's Day. And so we want to thank God once again for the gift of our moms. And as we heard that beautiful testimony that Chris wrote beautifully, brought back some old memories, and as well as our God's men did a wonderful job in ministry today. So thank you so much. As we all know, they're going to California in the fall to represent this parish and the entire archdiocese for a special conference, a black men's conference. And I received a letter from the Archbishop this week showing his support for your ministry. So Ms. Tanya has the letter that shows the Archbishop of Philadelphia is very, he knows of you and recognizes what you do and thanks you for your ministry and encourages you to keep on keeping on as men of the church. So that's a wonderful message from the Archbishop. As I mentioned in my homily, today being Mother's Day, it's so important that we recognize the gift of our moms. And Prince Harry, you may have saw when he had his baby this week, he made a comment that I remember. He said, it's such a great thing that what women do, what mothers do. And it really is. And it's something that is so special. It is a physical, it's also a spiritual gift. I couldn't help but think as that song was being sung today, Mama, you know I love you, all that my mom did. And really, I would not be the priest I am today and the man I am today without the woman that she was. And so it's so important that we recognize the gift of our women and the gift of our moms. It's our tradition here to give flowers and to give a special gift. And I want to thank Sister Marie, who really made these gifts. She made them herself. And they're a beautiful little candle. And so I invite you to take that candle, put it someplace special in your prayer space, and light it for special occasions, and recognize the light that you are as a mother. And in this world, in this church, we recognize mothers being not just physical, but to our religious sisters and godmoms and grandmoms, all those who mother us. We thank you for what you do. And as pastor and as son, I'm very grateful to be part of a church family that has so many moms. So once again, thank you so much for being the mother that you are. Amen. At this time, I invite all the mothers in church to come forward for a special blessing. Basically, the whole church. Just come on up, ladies. Sister, come on down. Sister Mary Walsh, come up. Sister Mary Norbert. Special love to Miss Tanya, Miss Karen, who are on their instruments. So thank God for their ministry as moms as well. My word is very simply thank you, and that we love you. You are appreciated. So thank you so much for the gift of being a mom, a special gift in our world today. In a world where sometimes we don't always recognize the importance of people, in a very broken world, in a very broken church at times, it is so important to recognize you. Again, as pastor, if you weren't here, we wouldn't be here. So we thank you so much for your gift of who you are as a mom each and every day. Our blessing will serve as our final blessing of Mass. And as we depart today, take your gift. It's a little beautiful candle sister made for us. And also we have a flower for you. Of course, the white and the pink, you can have that as well. You just bow your head and pray for God's special blessing on this Mother's Day 2019. Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, you watch over your church. Bless these women. May they be strengthened as Christian mothers. The example of their faith and their love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them with profound spirit of respect and love. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you on Mother's Day, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I ask Father Mike to bless you as well. Father Mike.